G. Situation. You will hear part of a lecture on marketing strategy.
In today's class on marketing strategy, we're going to consider advertisements published in a certain magazine. This magazine publishes a lot of different information that is useful, so the advertisements published also span a wide range of products and services. Look at the ratios for different kinds of advertisements from last year. The most commonly published advertisements were for real estate. Recent real estate advertisements target high-income earners. Property investment advertisements are increasing, and even in this magazine, there aren't many ads for a single house or apartment. What is unusual about this magazine is that there are a number of advertisements for medication. The readers of this magazine are disproportionately elderly, and because of that, the amount of ads for medication is higher than in other magazines, at 11% of the total. The ratio of travel advertisements is also high. In particular, you can see advertisements for travel plans that include volunteer activities in the schedule. Once a year, this magazine publishes a special edition on volunteering. So we can assume that these advertisements for travel plans are connected to that. In this way, advertisements will have a bigger effect if they are for products that fit with the needs of the readers. It is important to determine both the intentions of the advertiser and the needs of the reader.
Questions. Number 47. What is the genre of the magazine that is being discussed? Number 48. What is the speaker saying about real estate advertisements? Number 49. Please look at the chart. Which of the following is represented by the letter X? Number 50. Why does the speaker guess that there are a lot of advertisements for travel packages involving volunteering?